keeping it.
The third thing that I mentioned, them are that delicious mehuda. And that's why that we put up on a very high pedestal. Kiddush them, it's not going to get from my period. People have it with a special extra degree of respect. So the Rishami has been, the Taka doesn't really appear in the Bible. The Rishami says that the person takes the Kohen work with them. It's Mishtamish Mekoyen, the Rishami says. So Mishtamish Mekoyen law. So he's in violation of the Ilah, in violation of the Kerbal Aver. The Rishami says, this is the Ilah, the Kwada is the Ilah, the Mishtamish Mekoyen. Bali doesn't mention this. The name we reason to believe. Bob doesn't accept this. The Gemara tradition has a whole discussion about the Kohen who happens to be in Eved Ivri. So the Gemara has a whole complicated discussion about can you do Ritzion in, can you not do Ritzion in, and complicated story, maybe Mamul, yeah, no. So come the Rishon and say, wait a second, how did you ever have a Kohen who was Eved Ivri? How did you have more? What's the issue? So there's a dinner which now is the Kohen Ball, so how can ever be a dinner with Eved Ivri being a Kohen?
He steals.
So some Rishonim want to suggest that maybe that's the Baal doesn't accept this Mishnah. But other Rishonim say no, other Rishonim say maybe there's no steer, maybe there is a din Mishnah Mekoyim Baal, and that it doesn't apply to all circumstances. So when does it apply, when does it not apply? So you have to understand a little bit how the nation consists with all that. So a very strange story that according to the nation of Rishonim, it's quoted in the morning time, and in the middle of it says Gittin, the end of the Kara. And the Gemara speaks about some of the din of Kiddushas Tehuna, what did they do in this book, the world of living inside the Gittin? So the Mishnah, the fourth and fifth of Gittin, talk about the Varim Shatik Nechav Bei Dark Shalom, a whole series of different Tekonas, but one of them had to do with Gittin. And then the two Prochem in the Zavis Gittin talk about other things. One of the Tekonas of Bei Dark Shalom was the order of Aliyas, and Shul, the kind of lady Yisrael, the Mishnah Fayyavar. So in the middle of that discussion, Gemara talks about the din of Kadima, the din of Kedusha is also true to Kohen. So in the middle of that story, the Mordechai quotes, the Ma'aseh Shoyek HaChoyev, that Kavei Tam had a Talmud, so Kavei Tam's particular Talmud, Kavei Tam was a Kohen, it's Chaim Kohen, he wasn't, he had been a Talmud of Kavei Tam. Whatever it was, the Talmud of Kavei Tam was a Kohen, he was assisting Kavei Tam in washing the Kedusha Dai, he was pulling up the he was getting him a cup, he was pulling him a water bottle, getting ready to wash the clothes in him. So some of the Talmidim answered in the time, you know, wait a second, there's a Rebbe, he's coming away. He might find a Rebbe, he says, you're Mishtamish, Mishtamish Mekoyim Mol, you're not supposed to be Mishtamish Mekoyim, how come you're doing this? The Rebbe says, no, that's not a violation of Mishtamish Mekoyim Mol. And the quote of the Mormon says, it's law from the second part. The Mormon says that, and there's a din that the Tzar does a Vedas HaMikdash, so the Avod is possible. The Avod is possible, but the Tzar is kind of Vedas HaMikdash Shemayim. Not every single thing you do in Vedas HaMikdash Shemayim is Vedas HaShemayim, for certain Avod is Yisr, certain Avod is no, but there's an Yisr of Tzar occurred to you, but there's an Yisr of Tzar doing a Vedas HaMikdash, and the ramifications of doing it is not only in a Vera, but it potentially is far from the Avod also. So the Mishnah says that not only is Tzar not allowed to do a Vedas, the Mishnah lists all the other people are not allowed to do a Vedas. And one of the people who finished the list off is the Chus for God, and the person, if a Kohen is not wearing the prop of the Kuna, so he's also not allowed to avoid the Mitzvah Mikdash. And if he does avoid the Mitzvah Mikdash, so the avoid is going to be possible. So the message is not really. How do you know that the Chus for God is also an end of the Chus for God is a Chal, the other way down? So the word was a possible question of Tzavah, it says that the Bosh of the pasuk describes that when you dress the kohanim, so that's the mashma de mehuna. So the Gemara says, "It's mashma de gdei valeh kunas malayim, mashma ein gdei valeh ein kunas malayim." Kohen goes into this mikdash without the Brit Kehuna, so he's not really a full-fledged Kohen. Since he's not a full-fledged Kohen, the Gemara says he's like a Zayar Shavah. So the Gemara says the difference by Zayar Shavah that one is that not only is it Asur Mechal Yavoda, so too when a Kohen is also a Gemara, so I mean, it's also going to be Mechal Yavoda. That's the equation that Gemara makes. It's not in the Gemara Malaya, in Kuna Samaraya. The Rabbi Yitam responded to the Talmud and said, just as the day of Nochus HaKarbonos, the place of Mikdash, the Tzmash, and you get into Nos Malay, and the person is not considered to be a full-fledged Toy, so too in the realm of this day of Yerushalayim, the Mishtabish Mekoy Mal, so also, Allah HaKir is that Mishtabish Mekoy Mal only applies when the Kohen is wearing the Bidya Kohen. The Kohen is not wearing the Bidya Kohen, and the Yisur of Mishtabish Mekoy Mal doesn't apply, this Talmud and the Talmud in France in the 1100s, probably wasn't wearing the Bidya Kohen, so therefore the day of Mishtabish Mekoy Mal doesn't, and that was a bit of time's finish. So the Talmidim jumped back and he wanted to try to tell you that if I was the Rebbe said. So one of Rebbe Tam's Talmid or Rebbe Tam's Talmid, his name is spelled Pei Tes Resh. How do you pronounce that? Pei Tes Resh?
Okay.
Yes, Rebbe Peter. So the people who can't create themselves to believe in Rebbe Talmid, his name was Peter, so they say Rebbe Peter. They turned into a Hebrew name, Rebbe Peter. That's a nice name, Petra Chamon. That's right. Name is Peter. You have a non-Jewish name. There are a lot of people that think of himself as a non-Jewish name. Athalia, a non-Jewish name. A lot of people. Unless it's been Hurkin, it's been Hurkin, it's a non-Jewish name. So then it comes down. His name was Peter. It's called my name, Peter. So, Harvey, whatever. It's a non-Jewish name. So, Rabbi Peter, his quote is, the other time either, said, wait a second, how did that be? Did Rabbi Tom really mean what he was saying? That Nanj Amy Deb Lana Big Gulas Malaya. So that means that the guy's not a claim, but he's not by Bidya Kehuna. That's a nice cool love. So you can marry a Grisha now. So now you can go to Mexico, to Wisconsin, see the bridge of Wisconsin. You can drive with a judge Washington Bridge now, you don't have to worry about going to the cemeteries. He's not a claim, because it was Nanj Amy Deb or Ink Gulas Malaya. But you don't do the first Aliyah, he's not by Bidya Kehuna. You can't do him, it's not like you do Makkadim. Makkadim, who might do this? What does that mean? Then he says, he quotes the Gemara in Tzvachim. As much as you get on the Ekunas and Maps, and that din is very, very limited. That's a din property of the Sabbath Sakabas, but what does that have to do with other din of Kumar? So, what did Rabbi Natan mean? So, Lachor, Rabbi Natan was meant to say to us, was a really evasive mistake. When you're not being saying, then these files are really two different halachas of Kedushas Kumar. There's a bit of a Kohen as Kedushas Kehuna, the son of that Kedusha is no veyer from the fact that he's over in the base of Mikdash, that's part of the special part of Klai Yisrael, that's going to be over in the base of Mikdash, but that type of Kedushas Kehuna stands in and of itself. I mean, even if he's not over in the base of Mikdash, alright, even if he's a type of a person who can't be over in the base of Mikdash, he's left Kedushas Kehuna, say, I'm not sure about Mum. So about Mum has Kedushas Kehuna, about Mum's not allowed to marry Rusha, about Mum's not allowed to become a Mason. A chol is allowed to be a tamal base. A chol is allowed to go to a base of kavaras. Chol means that his father married a woman from the psula kumulu. He wasn't allowed to marry. So the kohen marries a grusha, so the kid's a chol. Kohen marries a biyah, he marries a zayin. And the chol, the child becomes a chol. That type of person has zero kedushas kumulu. They look cool, they look chol. But about mum. The closest kedushas kumulu, the closest to tamishet, and he's allowed to eat kashin. He's allowed to eat shurma. He's allowed to eat. Because he has a mitzvah zochrei, Mishnah Gemara says, Mishnah yesh lo mum biyodah, the person has a mum on his hands, then he should have zochrei. Because he has a mum on his hands, then everyone's going to look at the hands, distracting him from zochrei. But in terms of the mitzvah zochrei per se, so why did the third zochrei zochrei? That's what the Mishnah is right, the Bizman is that it doesn't apply anymore. Because Bizman is every zochrei with a talus over his hands, and nobody sees the hands of the talus. The point hands are covered over by the talus. So he has a mum on his hands, he's still zochrei. So the fact that he's a Baal Mum, he would otherwise be possibly a Avodah, so that doesn't detract one iota from his Kedushas Kehuna. So that's one aspect of Kedushas Kehuna. Then there's a separate aspect of Kedushas Kehuna that a Kohen is considered to be a part and parcel of the Beis HaMikdash. I don't know if that's true, so the Rambam in Hilchos Kohen HaMikdash writes that the Rambam is around here. Yeah. Yeah. The Rambam named it halacha of Kislei HaMikdash, so for sure it's called Kislei HaMikdash, but in the beginning he calls it by its full name. Zdo Kislei HaMikdash v'ha'ov dimbo. He puts the din of Kohanim, the ov dimbo, as part of the Kislei HaMikdash. The Rambam is telling us like the same way that the Torah gives us the Pashas of Truma Tetzava that are dedicated towards the construction of the Mishkan. So the din of the Kishas Kohuna, the din that the cutting of the Bikis Kohuna, that's considered part of also to the Tzumas HaMikdash. That's what the Rambam writes. So the Rambam writes in Berak Daleth, how the Kishas Kohuna Mikdash. The Rambam tells you, "Kolim uzu b'chol avim amidus akabamas." She never be'avda aron like Mishnah Tosh Kedosh. The mitzvahs passed in lahadu lahadu lakatshav lahachidam lakorban. She never be kiddash kol kizlechem lakechem lakruv. The Rambam writes that the din of how to treat the kolim properly as part of this Kol Mikdash. He doesn't put it on the Rambam. He doesn't put it on the Zanah. He doesn't put it on the Tamar. Puts it on the Mikdash, but there's an aspect of Kohanim that showing kedusha to the kolim. That proof is considered to be covered to the Makom HaMikdash, because the Kohen is an example. The Kohen is part of the Kohen HaMikdash. The Kohen is considered to be part of the structure of the Beit HaMikdash. So perhaps, that's where the Tam is running out. There are two different halachas of Kedushas Kohuna. There's Kedushas Kohuna as a separate independent entity, and although you may be required to give cover, you may be required to treat the Kohen in a special way, because ultimately he comes from that shade, but that doesn't have the base of Mikdash. So that tradition based on life within itself, was it a seven of the traditions going up, because they have shown cover to the coin, so that the group is consistently a cover of the Makom HaMikdash, the Chuskoyah Mikdash, the Baal of the Baal. So because you have to remember Tamash Ravnim also. All the other things could bring up, but they don't have to do the base of Mikdash per se. So they apply, even when the coin is that way, the Kuna, they apply even to a even though Kohen is a Baal Mum, Kohen is never going to be able to do a Vayda, but this halakha that Yerushalmi says, Mishtamish Kohen Ma'a, when the person uses a Kohen to do work for him, so it's a violation of the Eru. What kind of Ma'a, what kind of Ma'a, what kind of Ma'a, what kind of Ma'a, Mishtamish Kohen Ma'a, that can be over the Eru. The Eru is something that takes Mikdash away, and the use from the Eru is, when you use something that makes the Mikdash away, you do. So why should we do Mishtamish Kohen Ma'a? Let's say I use my Rebbe for something. I use my parents and something. Do you use the lashon of ma'al as such a mother lashon? Here it is the aspect of why Mishnah Bukhari is ma'al is because that's you, because you're using something of the base of Mikdash, because there's that aspect of the kain of Kirchus Kleb Mikdash and the Mikdash. So in the times of the Chabesh, the Bamed of my Mamorim, that the kain is considered to be part of the base of Mikdash, that's only when he's wearing Bidya Kahuna, because when he's wearing Bidya Kahuna, then you can say, Kirchus Kleb Mikdash and the Mikdash. He's standing in a pension ready to do the Avodah, so that's considered to be part of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Tam said that Yerushalayim is under the right, because it is from Mishtamish B'Kohen Ma'al, but Yerushalayim was only talking about when he's going to be Nikuna. That's what the Ba'ali in Kedushin talks about only in the degree of claim, it's not associated with Yerushalayim. But the Ba'ali says under normal circumstances, he's supposed to employ. Yerushalayim is not going to be Nikuna, but there's nothing wrong with having a work for you. That's not a fizoyim per se of the traditions of Kedushas. That's only a fizoyim for the traditions of Hamikdash Shabbai, and that's the traditions of Hamikdash Shabbai only applies on the kind of way they do. So this idea of the Rebbeinu Tam is saying that the way the Bibi Guna is so critical, and that's what determines whether we declare that the Kayin is part of the traditions of Hamikdash or not. So this seems to be really a fundamental shayla, it's not on the same shaft as the Mamas and the Zohar, the second breath, not just the also, that is much aiming them a land in from us on land. So, why can't raise the following shayla? So, long as it's shayla, which is a key, what's the nature of this halacha? That if a kohen is not going to be the kuna, so the avodah is possible. So, this shayla that if you require kedushas kuna in order for the avodah to be kosher, so the Gemara is telling us the kedushas kuna has many components to it. Number one, you have to be physically put the center of the vow. If you have the right DNA, to be a kohen. Number two, you have to be halakhically a descendant of Aaron. Maybe your father's a chalal, or someone that they were away, so you lose the kedushas kuna also. Number three, you have to have big tikkuna on you, because big tikkuna are mashed on the kedushas kuna. So you need excellent, you need 100% kedushas kuna, which is made out of all these different components, in order for the avodah to be kosher. That's the din is mamish ain't the game alayim ain't kunasam alayim. Without the yibik kuna, so you don't have sufficient kedushas kuna. That's one shot. Whatever the shot is, no, not that the yibik kuna are necessary in order to enhance the kedushas kuna, but maybe the nature of the law is that mechusa begodim is a place lower than there are a lot of things that can disqualify a begodim. One of the posts of the Bible, at night, it's possible to go to your left hand, it's possible to go to sitting down, it's possible. The code is sitting down, it's the same code, it's sitting down. The yeshiva is a place of, why is a place of, small is a place of, so being a host of the code, it's a place of, it's a place of, so why does the Gemara use such a funny wash of as much ink with them, a little ink with us and all them? The Gemara means that the Moshe Leon, the Malik, the Benwick, that just as a Zahar is a Zahar, the other one is Rosh, the other one is Possel, just as Zahar is a Pasta as an Aveda, so too, but being the Chus of Aveda is a Pasta as an Aveda. The Gemara doesn't mean to say that they're not wearing the Aveda is that there's something really Chos in the Kiddush is coming. What the Gemara means is that Dimi the Alma, just as Zahar is a Possel, so too, the Chus of Aveda is a Possel. The Moshe Lama of Aveda, that if you have this, you have to give something to touch him, that I'm not sure whether the halacha is you need something positive in order for the kedusha to be kosher, to be kosher, or is that you're lacking something that should be there, so that becomes a place. Much more than one of the famous Miskarov. Kavach, it's not what it's like. There's a famous Miskarov, and the very deal is as well, Moshe Abdeis, but the Gemara talks about the Shema. Some Kavach say it's not the Shema, the Kavach don't require the Shema. So, sometimes the core Kavach says it's Chila, you don't have to part of that carbon. You do it, you check the shlom, you check other something, so that the evidence comes is not actually kosher. It just doesn't count to your carbon. So you put it in the end of the day, you have a shlom, and by mistake you check it, and I'm asked, and then you say, oh well, so the carbon is kosher, but the evidence, you continue this, you just allow you to eat the meat of shlom, but you can't be able to see it in the end of the day. What's the problem? The Rashi says, you see, no, then the Hashem will care about, those are the Hashem, look, the Pasuk says, the Chisek, the Adol, the Tom, the Mosos, the Sefer Tishmon, the beginning of the book, the says that's a stupid way. Means that you have an achmir. To say, I really like my love, can bring a carbon. If something happens to the carbon, you sort of like, you have to bring another carbon. It's not chayav achrayim. And the nedava means that I say, I raise your carbon, I raise it with my love. So if something happens to the carbon, the animal dies, so it's not lost. I don't have to end up with another carbon. So Ned and Nadav are very, very different things in Allah. When we say, I guess an aliyah, so you want to, you should know that, you want to give him a Nadav. So we say, Ned and Nadav, so it's not the same thing. And Kabbalah is very, very different. So the Gemara's Bachelor, the Beis Yasa Kasha, how can the Torah say, Kasher Nadav, Kasher Mekech Nadav? They don't want it, it's an Ned, it's a Nadav. So the Gemara says, the following Rosh, the Rosh, the Rosh, the Rosh, the sometimes you can have an animal that you have a chiyuv to bring the Torah's nether, and you goofed, and you went ahead and checked, and the carbon is still kosher, but now it only counts as in the dumb, but maybe you still have the original chiyuv left. The carbon is kosher when you weren't yotzi, and then it happened at the end of the yesterday. The guy had a roll of carbon, etc. So carbon is kosher, but in terms of the chiyuv, the bialim, the chefs of the carbon kosher, the Bible won't be able to do it. So the tension is, so sometimes when you do things in Olishma, the carbon is kosher. Sometimes when you do things in Olishma, so the carbon is possible for the carbon paste. The chef, the carbon paste is the shame, Ola, so the whole paste is possible after it's preferred, and now you have to carbon paste. So let's say, the shech, the chap, the shech, the shema, so the carbon paste, the carbon paste, the possible part. So, again, then that you require the shema by kavanah, so certain kavanah is not clear, so kavanah is not even the kuba. So what's pshat in Allah? If I go ahead and I shech something shalom shema, shech for a basic for a chad shalom shema, so what's the nature of the thing that is possible? I'm running down from Sukkot, my first 10 blood is offered, I'm trying to find what the possible is. So finally, you have to find the Sukkot, that the purpose shalom shema is possible. So what's the nature of that? Is the nature of this that these kabbalahs require a shema in order to be kosher? And therefore, if you did shalom shema, so you will allow people that kashrus, and it's a carbon needs, it's a shchitin, it's a shrikin, it's a halacha, it's a kabbalah, and it needs everything to be done with Shema. Kol Zman, that it wasn't done with Shema, something was missing, been made on the front of the bottle, or not, it's not a trap. The trap is that Kavanah Shel Lishma is a paisa. Kavanah Shel Lishma is something which is negative, something which is wrong, something which disqualifies the carbon. It's a Moshe Lo Benanoe, people. The person shechs the carbon, so you have carbon shlomim. Usually Kavanah doesn't make such a big difference about the carbon shlomim. When a person shechs the carbon shlomim, having in mind, eat it, chiyas it is not, that's called people. That's a Kavanah of the self, that's a Moshe of the self, that is a podium, something that was wrong, in the carbon. That's the whole shadow at the beginning of the book. What's the nature of Yishalom, the Shema, and the Shema types of Moshav? That's the same point we're saying here also. What's the nature of this there that you have to, current has to have big Yikulim? Do you require big Yikulim in order to be Moshav the carbon? Or that when you're lacking big Yikulim, so the lack of Yikulim is a person. It might not be in Shema. So there's a Tyson Kedushin that discussed the following issue. The Gemara says Kedushin, the other first Berg says that. A woman is not allowed to do Abayi the Beis HaMikdash. Some people say she's allowed to do Shechita. Shechita tradition says that the woman is allowed to do it. She's allowed to be a Shechit for Kutchen. She's allowed to Shechita in the Beis HaMikdash, so for sure she should be able to be a Shechita in Chumen. That's the Ikra din. The woman's Shechita is Kishir Bazaar, because there is no limit. We don't need a Kain for Shechita. The Taish says that Abayi is the Chumen, the very first Taish of Chumen. When the Tosfos says, "Meshchit by women," the Tosfos points out that what's the difference? A woman allowed shechta now. The Tosfos says, "The kol b'mishnah is mitzvahim." It says, "The fairish that a woman shechta is kosher." The pashtun mishnah even like a tchil the woman's allowed shechta. The Tosfos says, "Yeah, that should be the difference." The pashtun is nothing more than a woman shechta. Then the Tosfos writes that there's a sefer that says Hilchos Aleph Yud. In the sefer Hilchos Aleph Yud, it says that women shouldn't shechta. That is Hilchos Aleph Yud. Eretz Yisrael. That's what he used to say in the Old Testament. Right. That was Eretz Yisrael. Who wrote it? Was Eretz Yisrael? Nobody knows. Look at Eretz Yisrael. Where did it come from? Yeah, so it's not really what it's saying. It's not really what it's saying. It's not the Al of Yehud. So some of the Rishon call it Eretz Yisrael. What's really called is Lechos Amri Yehoshua. The reason why it's called Amri Yehoshua is because every piece of the Sefer starts with Amri Yehoshua, Amri Moshe, Pi HaGvura. That somebody wrote in the Middle Ages, remember the name of Obed Adami. He was running around the Middle Ages telling everybody that he was from the Yisrael Shvatim. So there are different versions about him. People have different things to say about him. Some more positive, some more negative. Anyway, so he wrote the other sefer. He writes that the sefer is thousands of years old, and it has psalm directly back to Yehoshua ben Nun, back to Moshe Rabbeinu, back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So one of the psalm that it says in the sefer is that only Yeshua Moshe Rabbeinu Purim that Yashem lo yishchutu v'yishchutu shchitas l'beirah. So Tosfos writes is an interesting thing that they say, but it's against the Mishnah. Okay. So then the other Rishon, Mordechai, in the beginning of Chumash quotes a bunch of other things that it says to say, which are very, very interesting, fascinating. But Abi Yeshua Moshe Piyavura, Hashomet Babiresh Kutas Nevela. You don't make a brachas on Shchivas Nevela, so brachas is only made in Ravana, how can the Shchivas be in Nevela? Then it says that a person is not dressed, and they shech in Anamosh Kutas Nevela. And if the shech in Yivin, and a guy is drunk, and he shech Kutas Nevela, everything is Kutas Nevela. So the Mishnah, as the Mishnah quote, is a sort of different statement from Nama and Adani. Some of the Rishon laughed at them, some of the Rishon said, oh, maybe there's something to do that we try to see, you know, should we follow, should we not follow those jets? So the Yehuda writes in the Tshuva that it's got one of the two. Huh? Eldad Hadani. Eldad from the tribe of Dan. He was a, I don't know, Jewish history. Never heard of him? Never heard of Eldad
Hadani?
Yeah, that's what you guys think.
Oh, yeah?
His name is. So where did he live? Where did Eldad Hadani live? I don't know. Kind of love Eldad. So he was running around the Jewish communities in Europe trying to sell himself as being a descendant of Moshe ben Dan. So again, some people took him seriously, that was it now. So the Rishon quotes some things from him. So the Ben Yehuda writes in the Tshuva that he's talking about one of his psalms, one of these quote unquote traditions, Eldad Hadani. So he writes it out, and then he tries to defend it, maybe Moshe was there, or maybe it's Mechavi Yishtuk, so that should be Yishtuk there. Then the end of the Shuv, the Rebbe writes, you know, it's a little bit strange, or even Vali writes the Shuv, you know, this guy is a character, some guy could be running around Europe, telling us he can't push everything on, and telling all the Shuv, he's going to be doing his Nevela, so it's not like Nehe takes it that this guy is, you know, he's part of that Messiah, and we know who he is even, he's one of those mysterious, a few mysterious characters that entered the sea of Jewish history, kind of entered, made the mark, and then walked out. So he was one of them. So, he writes that he was generally not considered to be part of the rule of Halacha. But Tosfos quotes it and says it's wrong, says it's against the mission.
God is
doing Shabbat. Doing Shabbat? No, also doing Shabbat. So, the Ramah writes that many kids, but we don't have woman chef for another reason. We don't have woman chef because of the Hadar. We don't have woman chef because the Gemara has the opinion of the woman that when you appoint the shechet, you want to be sure that the shechet is not going to faint. That's why when you appoint the shechet, good job. You can't be faint in the middle of the sheet, that's not a good sign. So it's not good for you, not good for the animal, not good for anybody. So it's very good for the animal to be chef before you chef it, to be faint before you chef it. So the Ramah writes that I'm going to give it that way, you try to have woman chef. Anyway, get back to the story. So, with the exception of Shechita, the Shechita is not really an Avodah, the Shechita is Kesher Bazaar, all the other Avodahs are not acceptable with Dashim. So let's say a woman, let's say Vaskayim, because I want to be Mekabalada, I want to be Hadakura, I want to be Zerka, I want to be Mathilim, or all these things. So a woman is not, a woman even Dashim is Vaskayim, and in a sense she has certain conditions to do that. You are thinking that a Vaskayim has. True, there is no Isser of Hadakura, Mekabalada, 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 and more of the Khan of the Arab, the Arab, the Mosala, that's true, but many of the Din of Kahuna, she does have Harai, she has a certain degree of Kishka, she made Truma. Din of the Lastoni is Truma until she marries a Yisrael. So there are, she can be for certain parts of Kachim, so there, she does have Din of the regular Lastoni rather than that. So the Gemara says, I would think that therefore a Lastoni can be avoided based on a Kush, the Gemara says, no, she can't. So there's a pasuk. But it's a pasuk. B'nei, so we're not going to B'nei, I'm not going to B'nei. It's a simple drasha we have about the issue of Tumah. And the special verse of Tumah, that even though she has a certain degree of Tumah, she can't be able to do the basic information. Tumah says, a very innocent question on that sugya. Tumah says, why don't you exercise a pasuk that a Vaska, you can't do a basic information? This is the Pesukim say the favorish. Digni Kuhuna of the B'nai Aram. It's functional again. It's the whole mitzvah of Digni Kuhuna given to the B'nai Aram. So, how you talking that a woman is going to be kasha to do the Aveda? That would mean is that she's going to wear Digni Kuhuna. That's what it means. That after all, the Mishnah says in Brachim, that a Mechus of a God is possible for the Aveda, there's not just aim B'gela in Kuhuna Samalayim. So, and obviously, it goes without saying, it's just like, is that a Bas Kuhuna, is not even Shayach in the mitzvah of Digni Kuhuna, because it says the favorite 100 times. So should that possibly itself, which obviously excludes women from the mitzvah of the Vishnu, shouldn't that gufa exclude them from a Avodas HaKavanos? Why don't we special Zeres HaKosov that a woman can't do a Avodas HaKavanos? It should be an extension of the fact that she can't wear Vishnu Kuna. Whoever can't wear Vishnu Kuna, they never came to do the Avodas. That was Tarzan's discussion. That's not a discussion. But that gives two terms of discussion. So one Tarzan's discussion is that maybe the chinam, maybe Hacham Bayis Tinner, the woman went ahead and wore Bigdi Guna. It's loyal to you that she didn't wear Bigdi Guna, then it's tapping. Then you're 100% right. Then you don't have to puzzle out the din of the Isha Psul of the You can puzzle because of any big devil and they could not smell it. But let's say she was very, very progressive woman. She decided to wear the Bigdi Guna. She was all dressed up as the Kohenet Kedawas. She was wearing a Bigdi Guna. So says Tosfos, I would have thought, so that's not such a crazy story anymore, so then how do you disqualify that? What grounds do you have for Avodah? So Kamash will not know, there is a cross of that Bnei Avlo Benos Aaron, the Benos Aaron came to the other. That's what I'm saying. But then it does this as a second. Then it does it says that maybe you can say the following interesting truth, that but then you are going that the chus of a god that apostles, that somebody who's supposed to be wearing the god, somebody who's in the midst of being wearing the god, so if they're laughing at the god, then that's a problem. But if someone doesn't have the midst to wear the god in the first place, so then maybe the lack of wearing the god isn't the psalm. So sit here, the fact that she is not included in the midst of being included is going to work in our favor, potentially. But since the whole midst of being included only given to the men, not to the women, so therefore there's no harm for the Shabbat Habib that it's shy, it's not appropriate, it's impossible for a woman to even think of wearing Bigdi Kuhuna. So therefore I would think that you can dispense with that requirement. You can do away with that, but you don't need that requirement, you don't need that condition anymore of wearing Bigdi Kuhuna. But when a woman does the Avodah, even without Bigdi Kuhuna, can't say that would be kosher. That's the Habibina. And the Kamash one is that Habibina is not right, and she's psula for technical reason. But not a technicality, a quirk, she's psula because of because there's a thing that a woman can't do a better time. That's the Tosfos reason, 2 days of Tosfos condition. So what's the Nekudas of Machlokes in the 2 days of Tosfos? Why did the first day of Tosfos think that you can't even dream of someone doing a Bayis HaMikdash without being Tikkun. It wasn't even in this ballpark. But the second man tells us, no, maybe Kenzai is possible. If whoever doesn't have the mitzvah doesn't have the problem. So the sum of that first is in a way that the first man tells us understood that being in Tikkun are a necessity in terms of creating the precious Tikkun. So you can't dream of doing a Bayis HaKavan. It's not who you are, man, woman, child. You can't even dream of doing a Bayis HaKavan without the Tikkun on. So that's what Tosa said, that Hakam by Eskimo, the only reason why the woman is pursued, but either possible to pass or is that if you jump the gun of what big Tikkun. But without the Tikkun, it's not shy to talk about our doing it. The second thing Tosa is to say no, that the lack of wearing big Tikkun is a place, it's a chisar, it's a player in the Avodah. When you're the chus of the Godim, if you say about you, you're the chus of the Godim, so then only then does that possibly occur. So when can we say that somebody's not chus of the Godim? That's when you're supposed to be wearing the Godim. Then you call them the chus of the Godim. So a guy is not supposed to be wearing more. A gal is not supposed to be wearing the Godim in the first place. So it never was a mitzvah for you, so there's no mitzvah for you. So you can't say, I'm not chus, I'm doing exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. So there's a common meaning that if you're not a chus of the Godim, you are cautious to do the Avodah without the Godim, even though you're not wearing the Godim, you know, that's what the second day of Godim says. So the Chavir, that's what Rebbeinu Tam is driving at also, this idea. Rebbeinu Tam says, the din of Zman She'en Bidei Malei, and Inkunas Malei applies to the current is trying to pour water on the ends of his rim. Right now, if the Tam is pouring water at the water fountain, is he supposed to be wearing Bidei Kuna? Is there a mitzvah to wear Bidei Kuna right now? There's only a mitzvah of Bidei Kuna when you're doing it by the Sinkh of Anas. So there's no basic mitzvah. Rebbeinu Tam's living in France in the 1100s. There's no basic mitzvah. There's no other mitzvah. So this Kohen is not supposed to be wearing big mitzvah now. And Rebbeinu Tam said, Ah, Bichayim, he's formed in Allah of the Chus of the Godim. So the Kohen, that only makes sense. According to the first day in Tosfos, according to the second day in Tosfos, you can only call a guy the Chus of the Godim when he's supposed to be wearing the Godim. So just as a woman is not called the Chus of the Godim, so the Talmud, Bishas, Yitzik, Salayim, is not called the Chus of the Godim. But if you go with the first part of the Tosfos condition, this doesn't have the Godim, if you go with the first part of the Tosfos condition, because it didn't, that call a guy, you don't want to be Kuna, so that don't have the full-fledged religious Kuna, that applies in all circumstances, whether you personally have the mitzvah or don't have the mitzvah, whether right now is the correct time, the appropriate time to wear it or not. So that comes to the Siddur Belisha Meditam, it's quoted in the Mordechai and Gittin, seems to be going along the lines of that first thing here. But in Chose, in the look at first thing, you have to still touch up a little bit, and you have to say that the Rekam definitely has to say that lack of wearing Bidei Kahuna affects all the mitzvahs of Mishra, right? It only affects those mitzvahs of Mishra, which are Mishra of Mishra. But the other Tavidim didn't have to tell Shabbat. The other Tavidim thought that Peter and his colleagues thought that Rebbeinu Tam was kidding them. When he said, well, he runs off his magic, and he's like, that doesn't make any sense. So what other possible derivatives do we have? So, what are the and maybe this is totally different mahalach as to why this wasn't a violation of Mishnah Torah. Maybe the reason is because the Kohen is Moichel. Maybe the issue of challenging the Kohen means if I force the Kohen to do my voting for me, so not only is that, I'll know as well, if the guy actually works for me, that's a terrible error, but if the guy wants to force him to do a voting for me as a Kohen, that's Mishnah Kohen. So if the guy, the Ritzon HaToy, if the Kohen comes and says, I'd love to help, I'd love to do you a favor, so the Kohen is Moichel and Kohen, the guy was plotting, they were fighting to win out this host to serve a better town. So if the Kohen is Moichel, what's the problem? I mean, that should for sure be okay. That's what the word I put the other day in the Rishon, the Chilas HaKohen wrote. That's true, so that may shed light on the Sabbath condition. We talked about a potential of Kohen in the delivery. There are two types of delivery. It's an Eved of Rubain, it's an Eved of his mother Atzmo. So maybe the Chanan, maybe Machrube is in time. He can't tell himself as a Kohen. Maybe he can't tell himself as an Eved of Rubain. Maybe only a Meichel Atzmo. Is a Meichel Atzmo being Meichel? Maybe. After reading a Meichel Kushan, see whether that's a possible terror. So this is what other Rishon say, that the Chilo works. What's the Machrube to say that the Chilo works in this Isser? So the Chere, this is part of a regular story we spoke about so many times. But there is a principle in Allah that sometimes a certain degree of covenant is required by Allah to show somebody, and that individual can be Meichel. Classic examples of Gemara's execution, Ashur Machol, Kodifer Machol, that her parent is Levi on this context, and then the Kvod HaMochel, if a Rav Shemochel Kvod HaMochel, Gemara has a complaint about that, because the issue that Gemara has is that the cover that's owed to a Rebbe, is the Rebbe really the Bala cover or not? So is it covered at Torah, is it covered at Rebbe? So if it's covered at Torah, so then some of the Rebbe doesn't have a right to be Mochel, so one day it says, the other day it says no, that it's Ketarasa delay. It says, if Sarasa Yege Yom Balad, the Apostle says, First the person learns, you sit down, open the Gemara, so it's not with you, it's not kind of the Torah yet, it's the Torah of the Torah, and then afterwards the Sarasi Yegi Yamalad, and afterwards the Torah becomes yours. So the Gemara in Kedusha, the Gemara in Azar, two drushes on that, the Gemara in Kedusha, the Arshad Dan Pi Aloha, that the Sarasi Shem Chetzel, that it used to be, you first have to learn, it's not really yours, once you're coming to the Torah, then the Torah becomes mamish part of you, and the cover that's shown to you is mama shown to you as a person. You're the gam, you're the violin on the cover, and therefore Rav Shemachal Kvodi Kvodi Lachal. Rambam mentions in the Shirim earlier in the year that Rambam has a unique sheet. His Karav claims that according to the Rambam, only a Rebbe Mover can be Michael on this cover. Rebbe Tanachal Kev, a strange halach. That additional halach is a Rebbe Mover, so then it can be Michael, because that's a cover to the Nel Mechaveh. That I train a person, I can mention each guy, then he owes me the degree of kavod. So then we have to hear about it. Okay, the regular din of kavod coming from kavod. So that's not the rest of the way. That's the Rambam's unique understanding of the Gemara.
I thought he makes a comparison between the Rebbe Mubak and Av.
He says that Rebbe Mubak, he says that there's not a lot of comparison between the Rebbe Mubak and Av. One of the comparisons that Mr. Rav claims is that the Rambam holds a din of Rav Shemah Hukwod is only the Rav, only Rebbe Mubak can be my own. It's a chiddush, that other Shem don't necessarily say that. The Rambam perhaps says that. So the Gemara of Gazar is a different Russian apostle. We mentioned it one time, didn't we? The Gemara of Gazar is a Russian apostle. He's the Sarasa Shem Chemzo, the Sarasa Yer, the Yom Balad. There's no thing he might say that. So, the Gemara talks about Derech Halima. Sometimes people, in certain states of people's lives, Derech Halima is like the most important issue in the entire world. And it's like, you know, the Yerba Yavor, what the Derech Halima is. So that's usually when you're younger, you get a little bit older, so then you realize that the most important thing about Derech Halima is that you should learn. That's how a friend of mine said, he asked Chaim Kanievsky about what the problem with Derech Halima is. Chaim Kanievsky said, oh, you should learn about some other. That's the Derech Halima. And it's a shame, you get married, you have your kids, and you realize that the Aram is time to discuss Derech Halima. All about, you open up the Chumash, or Mishnah, or Gemara, or Daf Yomi. So that's also okay. Derech Halima is a burning issue when you're at a certain stage in life. Anyway, so the Gemara discusses Derech Halima. The Gemara said, how should a person learn? The Gemara doesn't say that much what Derech Halima is. And the Gemara would have said before, because I wouldn't have somebody to include the days about it. But the Gemara gives you some guidelines. So one of the guidelines that the Gemara says is that a person should first acquire information before they start saying their own tradition better. Some people don't realize that. So the Gemara says, how do you know that? The person says, oh, well, Vigmar Inish Mahabal Lisbar. The person should first be good. Remember, Rosh Hashanah Gemara means to know the facts, to know the secrets, to get, become, to collect the keys, to be a Mahabal Lisbar. And after you collect the information, so then it makes sense to be, say, Svar. Then it makes sense to understand the answer to the Svar. So the Gemara says, how do you know that's supposed to be that way? So the Gemara wants the possible to give to him. So the first you have to learn the Kodesh Baruch has to say that the sugya. Then after you see that the Kodesh Baruch has to say, then if Sarasa, then you're allowed to say your own Shkotera. After then you can give your own Chalisa, and then you can give your own, you can add on a little mash, a little something, but you have to have the Kodesh Baruch has to say that first. So a lot of people don't do it. A lot of people, they first say what they have to say, and then they tell you that's what the Kodesh Baruch has said. So that's, you know, it's a problem. The problem. You say Shkotera the base, and then it's kind of dictated by the Gimel, that's a problem. But anyway, that's not what I'm talking about.
Where's that Gemara?
The first part of the Gemara. Well, there's a few things about that. The Gemara talks about the importance of Chazar, about the Gemara says that the Gemara has a drasha from that you collect a little bit, so then you'll end up with a lot. You try to collect a lot, and then a little bit. So you want to learn a little bit, you chazm it, and make sure you know what that is, then you go on to the next thing, and you go a little bit more, you chazm it, you can bechidim, chazm it, another thing is chazm it, maybe next year bechidim is every week. Kudus, 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 be able to accumulate a lot of information, and they're not jumping to everything at once. They're trying to break down the learning into small units, so they'll be able to faster, move a little faster, they'll be able to handle the problem. So again, that's just sort of the Gemara Kedushin says, which is a din that's learned out from Terasi Yeger and Malayim, and then of Kavod HaRav, is that the Rav can be Melech. In contrast, the Melech, the king can be Melech, but the Melech, you don't owe Kavod to the Melech as a Melech, you owe Kavod to the Melech as a, he's the representative of Kedush Baruch, who's their Malchus in the Chiyoda, he's not, he doesn't own it, he's not the bottom of the Kavod. So, there's a story, a legend, I don't know if it's true or not, that the Prime Minister of England, many years ago, used to be in the Benjamin of Israeli, in the 1800s. 1860s. He was Jewish. I don't think he knew that he was Jewish, but he didn't know much about Judaism. So he was a Jewish man. So apparently the legend has it that he would walk into Parliament, so he would bow to his chair. Before he would sit down, he would bow to the empty chair. So he asked him, my eye. So he said, I'm bowing to the position of the Prime Minister. He said, I happen to be the person right now who's the Prime Minister, but I don't deserve, because it was a long shavur. Maybe for a guy who didn't know how to learn, it was a very long shavur. But he's bowing down to the chetz of Malchus, that he is just a temporary, he right now is hoping to see someone else and hold him in a couple of years. Anyway, interesting idea. That's what the Gemara said. That's the nice of the Gemara condition says. That the Melech shall not put ink on the Malchus. The reason is because his covenant is not to do the person, it's the covenant to do the Malchus of Kali Yisrael. So one can raise the shaila when it comes to a kohen. Does a kohen have a right to be meichel on some of the kavod that's supposed to be shown to him? Does a kohen have a right to say, it's okay, I'm going to work for you, I'll be more than happy to pour water in your hand? Does a kohen the violence or not? What's the nature of the din of the kavod that you have to show the kohen? So is it the Torah's showing kavod to a kohen baruch hu? The kohen is just a vehicle, it's just the person that happens to be sitting in the chair right now for this lifetime, but it's not covered to him as an individual, so they may wish that Kohen should offer Kohen to Enkel by the Mogul. If you say no, then maybe the Kohen, because Baruch Hu is most of the covers of the Kohen, you have to treat this Kohen as a cover that's due to him. So what's the answer to this? So that's what the Talmidim seem to have been debating here. Those Rishonim, the Mordechai Kosher, the Peter, his fellow Talmidim, who argued that maybe Mechila works, and Ratam didn't say that, but they were arguing maybe Mechila works, so they were chadish this idea that this din of shtarish is going well is neveya from a kavod to do the two of them. And it comes about three months. So what's the mitzvah? How do we pass the mishnah? So there seems to be a contradiction in Gemara's about this. So the Mordechai also quotes that the Rishon and Machlok is talking about two Gemara's about this topic. So the Gemara says in the end of the program, which we mentioned before, the Mishnah says that when you come to Shul Silei, Kohen Levi Yisrael, has to be paid Dr. Shalom. The Chavim Institute should have that in order, so we shouldn't get the fights. So the understanding is that at least in the first year, there is one fight. From Aliyah 4, 5, 6, 7, Machter, and Machter, and Aliyah, and Muslim, everything, so they won't kill each other. But at least for the first couple of Aliyah, we'll keep things, at least try to keep things in order. The current lady of Israel. So the Gemara jumps and says, what? That's the name of the Rabbana, and that's the name of Dr. Shalom. That's the name of the Rabbana. 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 That's Gemara says that we have three people together. One is the Mokayin, so there's a mitzvah in the third is to kind of the bench. That was the Kaviyav, so we use to sit with Rabbi Koni's room. We ate at the same table together. So he's the bench every meal. Okay. So what we say with Stach, well, say it's the Mana Rishon. Let's say we have a few people sitting together at the table, and they bring out a plate of cake. One piece is big, one piece is little. We have to open the bread first. Whether that was the Mokayin just cooked in some bottle, or just from that last year, right? Huh? You talk about that?
Yeah.
Tell for the new guys. I told you the personal story. What? Was this year? Who here did not hear the personal story about the cake? You didn't hear the story? You didn't hear?
Yeah.
The guys didn't hear it. I don't remember the story. You don't remember? Chazar is very important. What? They don't remember. The famous, very Musar Haskell from Fred and Barney. So one time they were. What?
How did you hear the story?
No, it's a good story. Well, it was a rivet up on the bedrock. So Fred and Barney were once hanging out together. I don't remember what the spouse was born, but they were together once, and this woman, Betty, brought out a So we came, we had two pieces of cake. One piece was very big, and one piece was not so very big at the time. So Barney grabs the big piece of cake, and he gobbles it down. Chuck, please grab the tiny piece. So Fred starts screaming at him and said, "You, how did you take the, you took the big piece of cake." So Barney says, "What would you have done?" So Fred says, "I would have been a gentleman. I would have taken the little piece of cake." So Barney turns around and says, "So what are you complaining about? That's exactly what you got. The little piece of cake." So that, so we used to tell a story over here, because inevitably every day they would bring out cake or something. So somehow some of the people in the kitchen didn't know how to cut their six o'clock on the table. And you think you need a, you know, a PhD in rocket science to figure out how to cut a piece of cake into approximately six equal pieces. So it was never like that. So, well, let's say you had the old days in Kamiyama, so we didn't have schnitzel every time. You have to take the story here. You come to the Gemara yesterday, okay, what do you need a missionary to tell us that, or tell us that you have to give the kind of person a lease? And then they're like, Ki Ashto. Gemara says, no. So, and then I told her, the Kohen wants to say, listen, don't give me the Aliyah. I want my Rebbe to get the Aliyah. I want this Rabbi to get the Aliyah. I want this Rabbi to get the Aliyah. Give this person knows that I learned that. And he big time. Give it to him. I'm Moichan and Mechavis. So then I tell you, you can do that. So I tell you a lot of forgo your right to the first Aliyah. But then there are bottom, the main economy, you really shouldn't do that. Because if every time you come to shul, so although I'm going to turn the Kohen gets the first crap, and then the Kohen is going to say, no, don't give it to this guy because he knows how to learn better. Then the other guy's gonna say, wait a second, he doesn't know how to learn better than me, I don't know how to learn better than you, they're back to fight together. Yes, the Chacham wanted to be a protocol, things like either the Gabbai, Tana to be a Gabbai. So at least the first real leaders don't should kill each other, the Kohen made these ones. So the simple Shabbat Gemara is that not for the special Takanas of Chacham of Kohen Peri Rishon, if you work it just as a Darais, the Kohen, so that Kohen Shabbat will create a Kohen Mokka, the Kohen is a Ren, to be a Moshe. So this possibly be Kibashta, which is the Mokka for being the Shabbat Gemara, is up to the waivers of the Kohen. The Kohen wants to be Michael, it's a military jamming, but only the Shul can get it because of the technical problems with Dr. Shaw. So let's hit the table. The Kohen says, I told you a bit, I don't want to be a piece of cake. So you have to shove it down his throat. So the stone of Shabbat Gemara is not the Chukta, he's allowed to be Michael. The problem is that the Rishon quote from the Mark in the Masechet Yevamos quotes as follows in the beginning of the Perek Isha. The Mark says that and what's the deal? Let's say a Kohen, this is Pasha, Kohen decides he's going to marry a Grusha. He says, it's my business, don't bother, don't. I know I'm not allowed to do it, I'm okay, I know, it's a very good lava, I can do it, do me a favor, leave me alone. So the Gemara says, I'm not allowed to leave him alone. How do we know that we have to be Kohen? How do we know that we have to be forced to live with Kahuna? The Gemara says, Vikidash, the same person, Vikidash, though. Vikidash, though, what is it? Vikidash, though, it's not on the channel. So Gemara says the extra wash of the dash, the kadosh here, Pasha quotes, kachel bi akorva, right? Pasha says Pasha, it's even against his will, even though the guy's screaming, leave me alone, I don't want to be a kohen anymore, don't do me any kindness, leave me, I won't work in the next mikdash, I won't have to, I won't do it, I won't make the first will, leave me alone, I'm married to Grusha. So the Gemara says, no, but we have to sit on it, we have to enforce the Kedusha to do it, and the mockle for that din of enforcing a field of Karpon is from the Pasuk of the Kirashto. So the Rishon said, wait a second, that the words of Kirashto, does that mean that Karpon the Karpon is not from Yakar of the Karpon? The Gemara even says that it doesn't mean that Yakar of the Karpon, and again, the Gemara in Yavamas is saying even Yakar of the Karpon. That's the Shah of the Rishon of Alba. So the Mount Rutherford quotes that Ramelia said, this is not a Kasha, this whole Kasha is not a Kasha. Why? That although it's true the word of Kirashto, sometimes means the Kohen can be Moichan, sometimes not, because they're talking about two totally different parts of Kahuna. One's talking about Yisurim of Kahuna, and one's talking about special Zechuis of Kavan of Kahuna. So the Yisurim of Kahuna, top of the day, is that the Kohen's not allowed to Moichan. The same way that, let's say a regular Jew says, listen, don't do me a favor, don't enforce Chil Shabbos. Leave me alone, I want to do Chil Shabbos. So Beis Din is not allowed to do that, Beis Din has to enforce it. That's what the Gemara says there also, but the Kohen does not have the rights to say that I'm the Baal of the Yisurim of Kahuna, that is not the right, that type of Beis Din I feel we have Kronkha. But when it comes to the privileges of Kahuna, the privileges of getting Posey HaRishon, Mar HaRishon, Mar HaRishon, so that the Kohen has a right to be Moshe, like anybody else. So many Rishon say that, it's true it's the same word in Kiddushin that's being used, and one place has been used against the world, and another place own witness as a Kohen is because it's talking about two totally different aspects of the Kiddush Shema. So Rabbi Shem said, no, that Taka, the word of Kiddush Shema has to have the same meaning in both places. And the Gemara Yevamah says Kiddush Shema through the Akarchal, and even by the Ftarach Rabbi Shem is also the Akarchal. So Taka, why does the Gemara Kiddush Shema say that if he wants, he can give it over to somebody else who's more becoming it? So we've shown him right that what's the din of a Kiddush Shema? Kiddush Shema means that you have to be mechaber the kohen. Now there are different types of cover that a person gets. Sometimes the biggest cover that a person can receive is to give him the ability to give cover to somebody else. It means, mashma da benamim, as Mar says in the sense Kiddushin, and the diet, let's say a woman gives a ring to a man, and she says, and then he turns around and says, I'm a kaddish you with the fact that I'm receiving the ring from you. So Pasha, that's not good. There's this kikha chishisha, but also kikha chishisha. It must depend. The man is another pasha. He's a very important person. And she's thrilled with the fact that he's receiving her present. So the Gemara says that receiving of her present is giving her cover. She's not going to walk around saying, guess what? I just gave the godly daughter a gift, and he took my gift. So he gave me such an unbelievable kabbalah. I know. So that, I know, is worth something. That is not, huh?
I say these days, so we can have a woman.
That's the way to do it, okay? So, see, we have women wearing big kahuna now, we check the animals, and we're doing it. It's not a whole religion. So comes the Gemara and says that even though it's backwards, I mean, the din of Kiddushin is that he has to give her something, so the Gemara says, yes, that's okay, he gave her something. He didn't give her something tangible, he gave her something intangible. So he's receiving the present from her, and you're giving over the cover, to put up a cover to her that's worth more than a Shema Kusa. So some of Shema say that's the same thing over here. When, all the time, a guy buys an Asana type, right? The guy buys what is the Atharisa? He buys the $1,000 Atharisa. What does he do with the Atharisa? He doesn't save himself. He gives it to somebody else. Why? And then he's Mechavi, the Rav of Atharisa. That's why I never did it. You don't have to. I never did it for Atharisa. You never did it anyway. So, a guy gives $1,000 of the schus to give you the first puzzle. That's the whole, everyone in my shul. Most of the people, so every go around, one definitely gets a puzzle. So, it's just an afkamina of the order of so good, and an afkamina to be able to control the shots, who has control, to be able to say, if you get first, you get second, but I will get first anyway. So, there it goes. So then, you shut him right, that's the same leader also. What? That when the Kohen walks up the shul, and he's standing there, the Gabbai is about to call off for Aliyah, and he says, no, don't give it to me, I want the Chadei, that tremendous Abchach of the Kohen over there. The Kohen's Kedalim, the Kohen's Shemadach, the Kohen's, he's more than enough. He's Kabbalah with him. Ein lecha kavod, ein lecha hanav, lo mizeh. So we're fulfilling the limits of the Kiddush Shema. So the Gemara said that the mitzvah of Kiddush Shema, the Kohen can be Meichel, it might not mean, it's not that they're Mechila, it's not like it can be Meichel, like the option of the Kohen, Rashi, or the Kohen, or the Kohen can't be Meichel on this stuff. The only thing is, that the Kohen can say that, if it's really true, that the giving over of the Aliyah to somebody else is not a good man, it's in the Kohen Kiddush Shema, it's in the Kohen Kiddush Shema, then you have to be very, very careful. Then it's really going to depend on each case. What's the law? Let's see, you have, there's Ruben Shimon, they're both, you know, pals, they're both, you know, colleagues, and one's a friend. So Ruben says to Shimon, do me a favor, bring me a cup of water. So Shimon's a nice guy, he doesn't want to be a bum. So he says, okay, I'm not going to go through Shami, Shami, from the ball. So he says, all right, yeah, money, I'll make all the fun. He's money on this company, yeah, but is Shimon getting cover? Shimon's getting Hanoah, Shimon's getting, now he feels great that Ruben, he had this chusr, Ruben, a cup of coffee. Doesn't feel great about that, that's a big deal. So according to the first group of Rishonim, that would be perfectly okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Because according to the second group of Rishonim, so that would be a problem. Because the only time that Kiddush Shema was nitan, it's not nitan the mechila of Kiddush Shema. It's just that if Hachal Mayaskinim, the kind of really experiencing a color with that, then it's going to be okay. That's what someone argued. That was the emphatic answer to the story of Rabbi Nathan and Rabbi Peter, those Taminim. That why was it mutter for Rabbi Nathan to let that Talmud pour the water from his hands? There was a schuz, there were 5 minutes, I mean, of a they were standing in line to have a schuz, a bumper, a tam, with his cup of water. So, the real reason why it was mutter was that either because the thing is that a kohen can have to be michael on stubborn, either that's one possibility, or even if you know that a kohen normally can't be michael on his stubborn, but this was to serve a bit of tam. If you had a chance, okay, a bit of tam walked into the room, would you feel you would want to be on the following one, right? Okay? So that would be a tremendous cover. You would go home and tell everybody, you'd call your friends, you'd be so excited, you'd be talking to everyone who makes sense, you just have a chance to give one to Rabbeinu Tam. So that was the reason why Rabbeinu Tam called him as a mutter. That again, either because the Stam Mechila works, or because of this, this is better than Mechila. This is better than the chilu. This is the fact that he's doing it this way. So that's considered to be the greatest cover.
Is it possible to say that the cover that the coin has no bail in the mikdash, like you said, part of the mikdash, maybe that even
mobile? Oh, sure. That was very good. So this shul cover is so nice and so devolving. But that was the deal in the Maisa Bei Tam. That's why Bei Tam wasn't concerned, either because of regular mechila, because of his fancy razzle dazzle, quote-unquote mechila. Why did Rabbeinu Tam say the Shul Kutar? Why did Rabbeinu Tam drive the Talmidim crazy to quote the Gemara Sefer Zevachim? Why did he say, Daniel Ein Kudos Malim? So that's what some Achmarim say, like Daniel say, it's in your book, must have been said in that kind, that some Achmarim write, that's exactly what Rabbeinu Tam meant. Namely, that it's a brisk of art, it's a brisk of cover over here, that this din is a lot of whittle away at the Kedushas Kavuma, you're allowed to say that maybe the Kedushas Kavuma is deeper than Mechiva, maybe the Kohen can redefine the concept of Kavuma. So that makes sense when you're dealing with a non-Mikdash type of Kedushas Kavuma. There are two halachas, as we started out to share, two halachas of Kedushas Kavuma. There's Kedushas Kavuma, and it says the Kedushas should be Mikdash, and then there's another Kedushas Kavuma, and then there's a Chutzla Mikdash. So in Kedushas, a Kohen should be Mikdash, the Kohen is Peshul Nataran, the Kohen is a pure Chiv to the Kedushas Kavuma, the Kohen has zero say in the matter. Absolutely not kedusha to the kedusha to mikdash. Then there's a secondary halacha, which is kuna. That secondary halacha, then the kohen plays a role there. Again, when somebody showed him, he did not have to be meichel. When somebody showed him, he at least be defined what concept is covered. It's only in that secondary level of kedusha that the kohen plays a role. Well, kohen has any say in the matter. What defines kedusha, whether it be meichel or kedusha altogether. So that's where the Talmud is rubbing that. That the fact that Rabbeinu Tam knew right away that the din of Kedushas Kavuna number two, Kedushas Kavuna Chutz LaMikdash, either why was Moshe what the Talmud was doing, either because the Talmud was Moshe, or because the Talmud viewed that as an appropriate cover for him. So Rabbeinu Tam had no problems with that. Since Rabbeinu Tam was, they were bothered, that only solved the second half of the story. That only solves the Kedushas Hamid. That only solves the Kedushas Kavuna Chutz LaMikdash. What about the Kedushas Kavuna, the Torah's Kohen HaMikdash? So it's the that Thomas Mechadish, that din of Kedushas had come in as part of the Mikdash, that's not only the Zman Shavik Dei Malaya. So Rabbi Tam gave the terrors of Zman Shavik Dei Malaya, Kudas Malaya, Rabbi Tam didn't mean to say that's the only reason. Rabbi Tam didn't mean to say that reason alone carries the day. There's a second din of Kedushas Kavuna, Chutz to Mikdash, which has clearly nothing to do with Big Dei Kavuna. But that second din was already, they didn't even realize that's not the problem. It wasn't an issue with the other. Rabbeinu Tam said, that's a proportion. You don't need to be big for that. That works for the Chiva alone. So even Rabbeinu Tam was having a combination of these two factors. So it could be that's what the Talmud did in the Chavah. When the Talmud asked Rabbeinu Tam, how can it be that you're letting the Talmud pour water? So Rabbeinu Tam quoted his mansion, his name, Aleim, and he could not say, his name, Aleim, could not say, Aleim. Rabbeinu Tam was answering the question of Kedushas HaKohen B'Torah Tzvei HaMikdash. And the other question, he already assumed was another partial question. That's the definition of Kabbalah, whatever the case may be. And Tamina didn't understand that. Tamina thought that Rabbeinu Tam was answering the other question. He thought Rabbeinu Tam was explaining that there's no Bina Mikidashta whenever it's not Bina Kuna. But Tamina said, that's crazy, they can't see how you're talking. So what did the Tamina come up with? So they in the Chadish, that Mechila works. Rabbeinu Tam also said that Mechila works. from Rabbeinu Tam, he's answering a different question. So there was a breakdown of communication between Rabbeinu Tam and the Talmidim. That was the problem. But in the end of the day, they're both right. Rabbeinu Tam is right, the Talmidim is right, everyone's right. At the end, the Amita is that there are two Din of Kudus Kuna. One is the Din that's part of the Klei Mikdash, one is the Din of Chutz Mikdash. The Din of Klei is the part of the Klei Mikdash requires the Yiguna. The Din of Chutz Mikdash is potentially subject to Mechila, or even if not pure Mechila, this is the redefinition of Kuna.
Other times, then you can assume, like, that the Kuna is going to Mechila.
They
can
show
having, like,
a simple.
Like, they
don't
ask.
No, but that's not allowed. No, no, even his but that was exactly the cause of Chum, the Kohen is not supposed to be Mechel Shom. You're not allowed to not to the Kohen to leave. So there's a wild custom that exists in some place, they ask the Kohen to leave. So that's a bit of mitzvah their eyes, if you ask the Kohen to go out.
And there
are
also some places like, for example, this is something you just say,
so that's against the mission. It's not the mission, you're not allowed to. Exactly, the Chum is a Chum.
The reason why there are a lot of people in the service and they're also scoffing travelers to live in the country. If it's only.
So we're not sure whether we passed that Mechila. Sure, Mechila works, or whether we own Mechila in such a case where it's where it comes
to that also. If it's only the Mechila, so then you'll still have the problem of the Mikdash part. You only have Rabbi Tashi before that.
Right.
So you can't.
Right. So we assume the Ramah, I think, is making a point. The Ramah, the end of Sukkot Kachas. It's not about the story. So not to take the Ramah quotes that Mechila works. And I'm not going to say this after Mosh that Mechila works.
To make the story, not just for like giving color, like giving and color.
I think so. I think that's a Mishnah. It's called for out there as a kid. The Ramah is made of Nas Nach. I'm not mistaken. It's a very less Ramah than Sukkot Kachas.
So what did the Talmidim think of the whole din of Mechila? They said a coin's not allowed to be mochel on the, they thought a coin's not allowed to be mochel on his cover, period?
No, so no. That the Talmidim were Mechadish, that maybe that's the reason why it's mochel. The Talmidim said, who has it ever born in here? So that same Talmud, then you are Ruben, he asked for the time back, So the way that came that the all the Kedushim should have bothered by there, but Tam didn't bother answering. And then Peter steps up to the plate and he says, no. He says that the real Hefer is based on Mechila. So according to what Menachem Rebbe said, is that was part of Rebbe Tam's answer also.
Which means he was just explaining.
He was explaining. Maybe Rebbe Peter understood what was going on. He was explaining what Rebbe Tam was.
So,
unless other Rishonim say that Mechila does work, and Mordechai quotes, there's another Mordechai problem. Rebbe Tam quotes that you can't be Marcho. And that Gemara means that Gemara is different because you can only be the fine part, but you can actually be the fine part. Let's see if we can find out. Yeah, the other Mordechai is the Mordechai, not the Mordechai, it's the Mordechai in Simitot Aleph and Yudin. Yeah, so it says that... How become a Kohen Rishon? Why are we going to Mordechai? So the really can be mortal. Put a mortal, the rising is like a koshkin koncha couldn't nick no more zara, the only one is nala, it's a horse of low zara, the only one is nala, put by his Torah, come from Omen Kunas, Chem, Amosha Kurunish of the Hemi, for the Domin the Melosh, and you have a little call out to vote, if you decide to keep Hashem Hamalucha, Hamadlich the Melosh of Hamalucha. It's a nice, that's a song on Rosh Hashanah. For the Hobbit, you said something similar to the Melosh, you have a little call out to the Hobbit, you have a little So I have to let the boss for his grusha. How do you think I've been able to do that? But we shall go, we shall go, have you ever called the other one for? The law, the law, the law, meaning you pretend that the other one should be a bear. About the harm from the Chabola or the Rebbe Chamon on Matzim Mavu. That's what some Rishonim say. And other Rishonim say, other Rishonim say, that can't be more common. But Mark, it means only because he's giving a big cup of something.
So, that is a week sure.
We don't know what Kohan war. It is wrong. It's a Kohan
Yuchas. It's something.
You couldn't know Kohan for me. But like I said, just to keep on going. Maybe we'll come to another time. Maybe you'll come to another time.